On Northwestern's campus, many students face the realities of fending for themselves for the first time. Whether that's ensuring they visit the dining hall for a hearty meal or cooking for themselves, college opens up a new world for many students.
But we wanted to take a look at international students specifically. From countries all over the world, how do they maintain a piece of home?
I think that for me, cooking is important because it's a way that I somehow stay connected to people back home, even if I'm not with them, and just a way to take away that homesickness whenever I start to feel it.
That's sophomore Rosemary Mbao. And just like most international students on campus, she finds it relatively easy to find cultural food in Evanston, or at least in the diverse city of Chicago.
Two exchange students at Northwestern, Bendu Gubonda from Rwanda and Sierra Leone, and Damini Iyer from India, tell us how they find cultural food locally.
I don't find it that difficult to replicate the food from my home cultures, as there's quite a big African diaspora in Chicago, so it's not too hard to find the food from my home cultures here.
Honestly, it's not too difficult to find Indian food here in Evanston.
However, some can't find certain ingredients that remind them of home. Pia Balopian, an international student from France, tells us about specific French foods that she can't find over here in the US.
There's a lot of different types of like prepared meat, I guess, that don't exist at all in the US. Like saucisson and pâté, which I would eat a lot when I'm in France. But those are very difficult to make at home, so really you usually just buy them from the butcher. And so far in Evanston, I haven't found anywhere where I can buy those things. So I just usually don't eat them when I'm in the US.
An inability to find specific foods from home may increase feelings of homesickness. Another issue Damini from India experiences is the difference in American ingredients.
There are a few good restaurants and stores that sell Indian ingredients, but I'd say the quality and taste just does not feel quite the same as it did back home. Since I live in dorms, I don't really cook for myself, but if I did, I'd probably bring some spices and ingredients from India.
And for students who live in dorms without kitchens, there are even more hurdles to getting a taste of home. Here's Mbao again.
Actually, I had a friend in this particular dorm, and I would get like access to eat through her and come to cook and stuff like that. But it was a bit of a challenge, you know, because sometimes I had to like go back, get certain ingredients that I left in my dorm, and then come back here. And for me, that felt like I needed to move in a dorm where I can easily have access to like ingredients and stuff like that without having to move in between the dorms itself.
Cooking, especially on campus with so many diverse backgrounds, creates meaningful spaces for cultural connection, creating lasting memories.
I do cook alone sometimes, but most of the times is with my friends back from Zambia. And we kind of find that as a way for us to actually bond. I feel like we've had like several instances where I've had like people from Zimbabwe, people from Burundi and Rwanda, and we come into this kitchen and cook together as a way of just like us bonding and remembering like where we are from, even though it's different cultures, but we still share those similarities in culture. And for us, it's like a very important way to bring that African community to Northwestern.
For WNUR News, I'm Darismi Bankole.
And I'm Anna Lincoln.